Kindergarten daf masach the sukkah daf mem zayin. Begin on alva. Begin the teres masach. Begin with the words of the gemara. Mesim kolam ala pligi diyashma. No one disagrees that you're going to sit in the sukkah on shmini atzeres, which that's because we have a suffix. Maybe it's a seventh day of sukkah. Sebashana rabba, which teres is bothered by a question. He points out balulav leratz losakin klal. Why balulav didn't they institute at all? She's learned how to live masach. You should also take the lulav out of doubt. Maybe it's the seventh day of sukkah. So teres is no. If you should yom tov, ultimately it's yom tov. But muktzah latiltel, and this is considered muktzah to move it. It's pretty evident that you're doing something mundane, a weekly type of activity. But sitting in the sukkah, pomishes across our table, sometimes sitting in the sukkah might be something that's geschmack and might be enjoyable. And therefore, and therefore that's why, out of the doubt, we sit in the sukkah. Continuing with the next place, the master, this is beginning with the words of the Gemara, Gemiri, we have a tradition. In other words, he heard from his teachers, the Mafar, so that actually they were coming in from the marshland and they didn't sit in the sukkah until now. Which, Bom and Afar, they were coming from the marshland. Why? Because that's where the animals were grazing. And they hadn't sat in the sukkah up until this point. Now, the Avakov, the Mina Sukkah's dream, although we said that the huts of shepherds is also valid for a sukkah. So it's loyal. No, they didn't even have that. And therefore, again, it was the first time they were sitting in the sukkah. Continuing with the next Tez begins with the words of the Gemara. Hachik Siv Kamishbat. Here it says Kamishbat, which as Tez points out, what Garash means to say is that Bekulum, by all the Nesachim of all the days, Ksiv Kamishbat. It says that their libations can be according to the judgment. Bahai, and this, Baso, the last day, meaning on the seventh day, Ksiv Kamishbat Tam, which just comes to teach us that it's not included in the other days of Sukkot. Which says, this teaching is not the same way as like the other Amaram, that they're bringing differences in the Pesukim, where they're talking about Shmi Yetzeretz itself. Because Apapadam Bukulaksiv Parim, according to Apapad, it says, but all of them says Parim, Ubahiksiv Parim, here it says Par, that's the Koya Shmini. That the eighth one is just Par in contrast to the other ones that are Parim. So the Bechina Hidra of Nachma Yitzchok, that he says that the others say Uvayim, and here it says Bayim. It's contrasting the Shmini with all the other 7 days. Avla Ravashi, Ashvikai, Ravashi is going on the seventh day of Sukkot, and which by default teaches something regarding the eighth day that comes after that, and that is Dechsib be Kimishbatim, because it says Kimishbatim on the seventh day. So what does that mean? So the Fishu say Haregel, because it's the end of the Yom Tov, Gemar HaChag, and it's the end of the Yom Tov, Sukkot Rachman, so the Torah writes by the seventh one, Kimishbatim, which is Level Chatatay, Zemishbatim Shashish, this is the rule of all the six days of Sukkot, meaning, in contrast to the eighth one that comes after this, that it's not going to have the same halacha, rather it's going to be its own Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. We continue with the next Tosfos Masechta, beginning with the words of the Gemara, Shir. Pirish Bakoch, as he says, this we say Shmini Atzeres has his own Shir. Like Pirish Moshe Shmini, it wasn't explained to him what is the song that he was singing specially on Shmini Atzeres. It says, "Tzeis mesach the sefer mashma." It sounds like mesach the sefer. Shaya omim beveisak nesa. What they would say in shul on Shmini Atzeres, "Lamatzech al Shminis," because it's the eighth day, so the eighth note. V'shem kamaykin hoyo omim malvim beveisnik. It says, "Maybe that's also the same thing they said in the base of Mikdash." But mash b'shami. So it sounds like this from the Yerushalmi. Continue with the next Tzeis mashma. They begin with the words of the Gemara. Additionally, Shmini Atzeres had lina, which is lol and leila shematzi yom tibrishin. That you have to sleep overnight after the first day of the Yom Tov, which in Yerushalayim, the Gemini Pesach, which we learned from the Yom Tov of Pesach. Looks like it says in the Pesach, in the Barm, Tazayin, if Anis, Babaker, you'll turn in the morning, Balachta Alecha, you go back to your tents. Now, if you have Shalom, Balachta Alecha, you can't say you go back home, Elo B'Chal HaShemayit, only after the first day of Yom Tov. It has to be in the morning of Chal HaShemayit, because Yom Tov, and Yom Tov itself, Chai Ber Iyas, Pon Bazar, you have to show your face in the Azara on the first day of Yom Tov. Rather, must mean the morning of the day after Yom Tov. Now, v'holei kashle, and what didn't bother the Gemara was, how he's saying the whole Yom Tov Sukkah says lina, when lina kashiv meika, do you have lina all seven days? Which the pshit laid the ikka. Yeah, no, it is obvious that you have lina all 7 days because the mishle hevi chagig yom rishon, because whoever does not bring his chagig the first, they behave be'echad hayam and brings one of the other days. Tzarach lalun le'lashach, best to sleep out overnight. But of zman kashle, although it's the same idea, shachianu, that the gemara did have as a difficulty because the lo asik a daiti, because the gemara didn't entertain Even though Amir Bishain, the Shemir Bishain, that if someone didn't say the first day, he's going to say the second day. But Amir Shemir, additionally, because you have the problem about the cup, that people don't have a cup of wine on Chol HaShemayit. And it was the discussion if you need it or not. But then Tzai said, if I'm definitely going to say, the typically, Tzai has to take a second look, and he says, wait a second. What are you saying that you have to have Lina? And there's the Allah of a Fenisim Abaker. But typically, Mishim Betoin, Lina, Mishim Shami Simcha. What do you mean? You should have to have Lina. Because of the carbon shlamim you have to bring of shlamim simcha and yom tov, they could kosh mayna. We have all 8 days. Now they're learning Mishnah on daf membeis and beis that says a halva simcha kosh mayna, and that simcha is referring to shlamim simcha. But I feel b'shayim ma'aseh shani, because even all the days of the year, maybe carbon, you need to bring a carbon to unclean slab. You have to sleep out overnight. Get down to civilly legal in the supreme pasture. Hey, says a v'nizva b'alachta lecha. You're going to turn them on. You're going to go back to your tent. Malamish and this teacher turn the lina. You have to stay out overnight. Climb. In other words, kol azvachim all. Animal carbon is to meet the Pesach, which is similar to the carbon Pesach. Only el bevada, but only know okay, animal sacrifice. Menai le rabbis, how to include oifes and menachas ve'etzim lebayin. If you bring a carbon of birds, of flower offerings, or wood, or frankincense, shnemer kitzas apanisi, you'll turn. Kol pinus ad depanim. Whenever you're going to turn to leave, menabar kivelech is from the morning and onwards. Now, but Pesach sheni pligitanoi b'shmaitin. Regarding Pesach sheni, that's where we have machlekes tanoim peg mishayi tami pesach nafsamik hei mebeis. Or besifim mevarish because tamid man dama turn lindo. According to one who says that Pesach sheni requires staying overnight, the Rikaitz Mabani, because like it's Lavaina. So why are you saying that you need Lina? There's the whole Limud, and if you didn't, what do you mean? You have to have all 8 days because you have to have Shami Simcha, you have to have Simcha throughout the Yom Tov. So it says, what you could say is the Meshkachas, the Lemaisa carbon, Begim Shabbal Yishlam. No, it could be that the first day that you have on Yom Tov, that you didn't bring a carbon when you came to Yerushalayim, and hence you wouldn't have to have Lina because of that. Never you have to have Lina because of, like we're saying, of Phanis of a biker from the Iker Yom Tov, could go in, for example, the Shalach Shlom of Matmah, could be he sent his Shlom from ready the day before, the Nechon, the Shayam, maybe you could eat the meat for 2 days. And therefore, it you wouldn't have to stay out overnight because you already had the previous night. Boy, moreover, could the pair come in the Chagig and the President of Chagig of Chazam and Altan and the President of Zamak, Machagecha, he's rejoicing, your Yom Tov. That's the rabbis call many simchas la simcha that includes all types of rejoicing for rejoicing. We have a minimum sach and pelik elavam and dafayin alavam and alfafil b'ksus nekibi ayin yashin. You could fulfill it even with a clean garment and with old age wine. And actually, be'in ya'achal mishkachas la simcha shemayna, and actually, you wouldn't even be able to have, as we said, the halacha, the previous Mishnah, of rejoicing for 8 days, you wouldn't be able to have it with meat, because chayim mishan leis b'shabbos, when the first Yom Tov falls on a Shabbos, because shemayin sefich b'shas simcha, you need to have the slaughtering of the carbon at the time of the simcha, which on Yom Tov itself, and you can't because it's Shabbos. So obviously, it's because you're having simcha some other way. So again, you wouldn't have lina because of the shalmi simcha. Where the time learn the mission between Lina, the Bikurim, when you bring Bikurim, you have to stay out overnight. And he says, Bishayim on carbon. That's talking about when you're bringing a carbon with it. Abi Yeshim on carbon, but you're right. If you bring a carbon, the Balekach, without that, to an Lina, Machlis carbon, you have to stay out overnight because of the carbon. But again, here we're talking about that if it's possible you wouldn't have a carbon. That's why you need to have Lina from the Aloha of the Amtu itself. Now, Perek de Machatas, in Zvachim of Sadi Zayin, when Alf Machlis says, it sounds a little bit, that to an Lina, Kol Shabbos Mia Pesach. Not like we said about telling them, in case you didn't bring. It sounds like that you actually would have to stay out overnight. You have to stay overnight for all the 7 days of Pesach in Yerushalayim. Shakul and Chashum, because all 7 days are considered like one long night. Not like this, we learn in the Mishnah. But Tavon Ami says in Bishul Bekli Metchilas Regel, if you cooked in a vessel a carbon in the beginning of the Yom Tov, Yibashul Bekal Regel, you could cook in it all Yom Tov long. But Min Megamor, we're sending one my time in the Rib Tavon. What's the reason of Tavon? I thought nicer in the Blias, the absorbed taste could become nicer in the vessel, and you can't use it the following day. I mean, it's like he says, because Democrat, the Pasuk says, Vanisa, Babaka, Balak, Alecha, you can turn them when you go back home. The Pasuk is making all the nights, all the days of Pesach as one long day, as one morning. So therefore, there's no problem about Nicer, because it's only after Pesach that's like one day has passed. And therefore, says, although the conclusion is not like that opinion. Because the parakalog, the Gemara asks on him, b'chein pigel b'regel, what you tell me is not halacha pigel b'regel, b'chein noise b'regel, there's not halacha noise b'regel, because all like one long day is getting to amid beis, noise b'regel. But, right, although we don't hold like that, but mekomak lina, but at least in regard to the law of the staying overnight, you're talking this possible. So I'm b'kir echad, that they did make it like one morning, kapash to the kerlik, like the simple understanding of the pasuk, that sounds like shachar regel, yashal beis, after the yom, if you go back home. And it says, b'nicha ashen, now it actually makes sense, the shmina says, b'kum the turn lina. That we the halacha that Bashmina says Mekum that you have to stay overnight, Misraba bin Achsiba o Ufanisa. That's included from, as we said, from a Fanisa, that old Pina Shatapina, you have to stay overnight. Yerul Chagas Sukkot, but regarding the Yom of Sukkot being Hekesh v'Chagamatzah, for some reason, the Chagas Sukkot itself, the only reason why I know he stayed up at night is from a Hekesh comparison to Chagamatzah from the Yom of Pesach. But when Mishab and Mishab of Nisa, and it's not included from the word of Phanisa, because we didn't pray come to Rishon, because it's in the first pregnation of Heyman Al, Lamai Hekesh v'Chagamatzah of Chagas Sukkot. Why did you have to write Chagas Sukkot is like in that same Pasig of bringing the Kabbanis of the Chag? Oh, Lakush l'Chagamatzah, to compare it to the Yom of Pesach, which is Machagamatzah turn lina, just like the of Yom Tibama of Pesach requires staying overnight, of Chagasukah turn lina. And so why can't you learn from Phanisa like everything else? Ah, because the Imish of the Ksiv of Phanisa had you only said Phanisa, I mean, I would have thought to say Laila Evan one night. Like all those other things. But that's the Akesha, but that's when you need the Hekesh, Hashem Inna, and the Asalas of Mishlam calls like Nechak to tell you, no, you can't leave Hashem all 7 days of Yom Tiv. Shekala Rekha Chasha Begechad, because the whole Yom Tiv is going to look one morning, Chagamatzah, like Pesach, like we're saying, is all 7 days. Now it makes sense also what it says over here. Shem Shabbos and Me'achag Torah Lina. The oldest 7 days have to require Lina. It's not like we were saying up until now, oh, in case you didn't. No, actually, all 7 days you have to stay overnight.